top of that.
All right. Might you say something else? For instance, a child who's going near a hot stove, you would say, the stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
If you need a hammer, you would say to me,
bring me that hammer.
All right. Might you ever use any other word for bring?
Yeah, will you give me that hammer?
Okay, but if you're telling someone to go get it for you, might you ever say anything else? Go.
Will you go get the hammer?
Okay. In playing hide and seek, you know what that is, Lucille, the children have to run in free and touch the what?
Base.
Okay. You throw a ball and ask somebody to what it?
Catch it.
Okay. I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Okay. Let's meet in town. Now this is, see if you can get this. Let's meet in town. If I get there first,
Wait on you.
Okay. After you have discharged somebody, he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, just give me
one more chance.
If a man is in a very good mood, you say, instead of mood, you might say something else. You might say, he is in a very good
spirit.
If you have a hired man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him, let him go. And you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to
fire him.
All right. Might you say anything else? Get something of him?
Get on to him.
Okay, but now you want to completely fire him and have him out of the way completely. Might you go a little further and say, I'm going to get
someone else.
All right. Might you say, get rid of him?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You're talking about remembering something or other. I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember it.
All right. You might say to me, well, you have a better memory than I do because I sure don't
remember.
Okay. This now has to do with a letter and what we're doing with a letter. I have just a letter.
Finished a letter.
Okay, but you're using a pen or pencil, so you would say, I have just
closed my letter.
All right, but what process are you using? If you using
sign.
Well, here, what am I doing here?
Writing.
Yes, okay, writing, that's the word I want. I have just
finished writing a letter.
Okay, now leave the finished out, and how would you say, I have just blank a letter? I have just
wrote a letter.
That's what I wanted. All right. Yesterday, he
wrote me
a letter, and tomorrow I'll one to him. Tomorrow I'll
write him a letter.
All right, good. And I expect, now you expect to receive some reply from him, so you would say, and I expect an
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take your pen and do what on the front of the envelope? You
write his name and address.
All right, all right. When you write that name and what did you say, the name and what?
Address.
On the front, what do you say you're doing to that letter? That is just one word to say you are what? The front of the envelope. I'm
addressing it.
That's it. If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned to whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you would ask him, whoever you that.
Learn you how to whistle.
All right. When are you going to Miami? Don't we wish we were going to Miami, Lucille?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We were planning